I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Marty Martello. He's the director and coordinator of the Haunted Theater at the Northern Michigan University Forrest Roberts Theater, all part of a fundraiser for the First Nighters Club. Also joining Marty was Shane O'Connor. He's an actor in the production as well as a technician and lighting director. And we found out more about what the Haunted Theater at NMU is all about.
We try and change it up every year. I mean, this is our seventh year doing this since I hatched the idea. Mm-hmm. And we try and change the scares every year. For example, we'll bring in themes from different movies that people recognize, like maybe Poltergeist or sure. Reservoir Dogs or something like that. You know, because I don't want people to come every year and see the same scares. So
It'll lose a little something if they get used to it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, we really juggled things around this year. I think there's only two rooms that are repeats from last year.
Well, it's interesting because not only is this an opportunity for during the Halloween time here to get kind of out and get scared up a little bit and whatever, and also have some benefits for the theater to kind of show it off and marketplace it. But this is a learning experience from a technical standpoint, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I've got between 60 and 70 people involved, ranging from actors to technicians, and we push the envelope. We do things that they don't get to do.
And Shane O'Connor with us this morning. You're in the thing. You're a technician. You're a lighting designer. I mean, that's got to be all kinds of different things. What's that like for you?
It is. And I'm fairly used to stepping in at the last minute. I mean, we were just in here talking about my other plane. As soon as that finished, it's like Marty's like, "Hey, I've got something for you," and I'm like, "Okay, yeah. let's have at it." Sat down, did some lighting design for it, and it's going to be fun.
So I guess without giving any major surprises or major scares away, what's kind of on the docket for folks if they do take the Haunted Theater?
Let's see. I will give one away, an area called the Birth Canal. And it's just, if you're claustrophobic, you're going to be really scared by the time you're done. I'll just leave it at that. We try and play to all sorts of different types of fears. Clowns, knives, blood, name it.
Well, it's interesting because you said you kind of you hatched this, you said jokingly, a few years back. The success obviously has been pretty strong. You're still doing it. So, I mean, people are looking forward to it every year, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. We have great crowds. It's been a good fundraiser for the First Nighters Club, mm-hmm. Which in turn ends up funding projects at the theater and, most importantly, scholarships for kids in the theater department.
Shane, you said you're also, you're a lighting designer with this and some technical work besides also being an actor, a performer in it. Yeah. Lighting is really probably pretty key in setting these moods. Tell me a little bit about that for you to design those.
Or lack thereof.
Yes,
in
exactly.
A sense. It's a pick and choose. You sit down and you look at each one of these rooms and from day one, Marty goes, "Hey, I want this feel," or "This is the name of this room." You'll recognize this, like you said, you give kind of a theme or a movie. "I want this to seem like this." And you go, "Well, okay, I remember that movie. This is kind of the mm-hmm. color that came to mind." And you want it dim, or you want it brighter, or maybe you want something to happen in that moment. So
Walt Lindelow in the studio with Shane O'Connor and Marty Martello. They are with the First Nighters Club, Forrest Roberts Theater, Haunted Theater that's coming up. Marty, you're the director, and that's kind of been your brainchild. You've seen it evolve. I guess I'll ask both of you this, but I know that the theater is under some renovation and things like that. Has that been a hindrance, or has that opened up other opportunities, perhaps, to give people a good scare?
Well, it's definitely been a help for us because we had use of the stage for a couple weeks earlier than we ever get. Yeah. So for us, it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about from a technical standpoint, Shane, with getting it built and lit and all of that?
We loaded in, a lot earlier this year, and it was helpful in being able to rehearse other things, like Into the Woods went in there and they could block out their stuff way earlier. Mm-hmm. And other shows have been in there and been able to use the space, and we get to load in and do things before you would ever imagine.
Well, we need to tell folks when it is and then how they can take part in it. And are there sort of like family friendly and scarier versions? I know that's happened in the past.
Oh,
Marty,
yeah.
What's the info?
Okay. Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, Halloween weekend. The adult shows are in the evening, and then Saturday at 4:30 to 6:30, we have a family-friendly version as well, where we tone things down, the attraction's a little shorter, much less gore, but some things that will really disturb
that's yep. That's always good. That's got to be fun too. I mean, this is probably a much more interactive theater experience than doing the standard thing on the stage kind of bit.
You get, I remember it was kind of my start. I had been cast in Les Mis and I thought, well, here I am, this bit part in Les Mis. I get to stand on stage for a couple of minutes at a time. And then I started helping out with Haunted Theater after a rehearsal one afternoon, and it just, you know, it grows on you. And then I was like, that's it, I'm a theater major now. And, and I sold my life
to the dark side.
And I'm never paying my loans back.
Well, again, Marty, let's give them the details. It's when and where and how folks can get tickets.
It's at the Forrest Roberts Theater, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And I hate to say it, but without the poster in front of me, I can't tell you what time. What time do we start? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. 8 till 11 each night. Okay. And then on Halloween, we have a family-friendly version. Tickets are available right at the door.
That's the comments of Marty Martello and Shane O'Connor with the Haunted Theater at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of NMU. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.